Backseat Box Office, episode number 112, for the weekend of November 9th through November 11th, 2012. Oh, okay. I kind of just put Skyfall at number one and knocked everything else down a notch because I didn't really know.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but I pretty much use a message board, and there's pretty much a consensus for Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, and Argo for 2 through 4, but everyone else has got 5 different.
Yeah.
Some of them have Iron Fist 5, Taken 2.
I think Uriah has Taken 2. He already made his picks, and he put Taken 2 at number 5.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because going by last week's theater count, Taken 2 is, you know, is still on the, probably the most amount of screens.
Yep, you're right.
Similar grossing. No guarantee if that's going to change.
True. Interesting.
But I think Counts come out tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought they came out today, but I can't. No, they're just, wait a minute, 11-9 theater counts. Oh, okay. So what movies were we talking about? Declining. Where is it? Man with the Iron Fists is gaining 4 theaters, and Taken 2 is losing 152, but it still has, Taken 2 still has 2487 theaters against A Man with the Iron Fist at 1872.
Yeah, well.
Huh.
All right, so.
Damn it.
One of the guys that does picks comes up with his own titles.
Mm-hmm.
So for number one, he has, so he has slept with just about every woman on the planet. The next one should be getting him STD, or the dads and bros of his girls being the villains.
Oh, nice. I like that.
At number 7, he has, hello, I'm Tom Hanks. Remember when I was a major actor?
He should wear a t-shirt that says that. And I know, let's see, Scott said, I sent him an email this morning about the Skype reporter, the Skype recorder, if he had any tricks that I didn't know about. He said, Skyfall is damn good, needs an older, more established actor than Dan Craig in the lead. But I'm sure next week he'll probably talk about it some more.
Yeah, well, you know, I was, I looked on my phone for the movie times tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go see it tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool.
But my theater, my go-to theater, was only showing at IMAX. Have right, because I don't want to. I don't know. I like IMAX. But I kind of, when you go to the IMAX, there's no trailers.
Oh, really?
They just boom right into the movie, and so I don't know if it's going to be in full IMAX, because I remember in Dark Knight Returns, the IMAX version, they would flip between the full screen and then the smaller, because for the dialogue scenes, Nolan thought the visual was too noisy unless you're doing like action.
Oh, okay. So during dialogue it was regular screen.
Right. So they kind of like changed the aspect ratio a little bit. It was a little weird, but I was in probably the smallest IMAX theater I've ever been in, so that kind of exacerbated.
Yeah.
Thing, if I said that right. But I think I have my 5 picks, and
Flight, let's see, Flight is gaining theaters, 163. I've actually never looked at the theaters before, the theater count. Argo's only losing 11 theaters. Now I'm not sure about my number 5 pick, but I think number 5 is going to be a big old toss-up.
Yeah. Yeah, me personally, I tend to pick with my heart for number 5. Just because it's a crapshoot.
Yeah. I mean, I would be very surprised if the first 4 are not the first 4. And I'm sure most everyone will have that as their first 4. Maybe some, yeah, I was going to say maybe some people might flip Flight Nargo. No, they won't. Like, as I'm saying it right now, they won't.
You had a bad, you're probably going to have a bad week coming in at 22 this week.
Yeah, this is true.
Or everybody could end up with 19. Who knows?
I would just, at some point, I just want to see BD tank. As much as I love him, that devil voodoo bastard. I don't know what the hell he does to pick what he picks.
But we're all greyhounds and he's the rabbit because we're never going to catch him.
No, never. I've been above him twice, maybe three times, never more than 1 week. And the first time was only because, like Andrew last season, I came in halfway through and got a 25 on my first shot. But I also believe I dittoed BD 3 weeks in a row. But it wasn't on purpose. It just happened to be I had the same picks as him. But then what little voodoo, the beginner's luck voodoo was gone and he stole my chicken bones.
I see when you're hosting now you can't do that.
What?
Dittoing BD.
I could blind ditto him. I could do what William did 2 weeks ago when he blind dittoed Scott before we even recorded. And that would be the week that Scott got a big ol' zero. That's the best blind ditto ever. And I may have blind dittoed Tony once, just to see what would happen, 'cause it was the third season, and I was lucky to stay in the top 10, so it was just for fun to see what would happen if I blind dittoed. Okay, well let me at least get.
Oh, I gotta get the movie description.
Oh yeah, all that the whole 2 lines at Rotten Tomatoes.
I have to remember to breathe during it so I don't lose my breath.
If I hear a thud, oh no, you passed out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have your indie pick?
Yes. I'm gonna unveil a new strategy.
I still have the two written down that I thought about yesterday, and I haven't. I'll decide on the fly.
But it's pretty much a give-up pick.
It's kind of fun. How to survive a plague. That sounds interesting.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at other things than looking at. Yeah, I didn't read the article, but I saw a headline that Daniel Craig wants this to be his last Bond.
Okay. Did he say
So,
why or? Oh no, you just looked at the headline.
yeah.
You know, it's funny, the week on Thursdays on Box Office Mojo, they have a little weekend forecast. They only pick the top four. They didn't even pick a number five. Even they think it's a toss-up. That's just rude.
Okay, I think I got the description for Skyfall.
Write it on your hand, memorize it, flashcards.
Something like that.
There you go.
I can probably just paste it into a cell in Excel. Make it easy.
Okay, let's get the beginning done. Hopefully, I don't fumble over this.
Okay.
Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and this is Backseat Box Office. Welcome. Hey, I did that without stumbling. Yay. You are going to see Skyfall
Missing
tomorrow,
somebody.
right? Thank you.
Lena, why are we missing somebody?
Oh, well. We're number one, we're a day late and a dollar short. Today's Thursday. Even though we attempted to record yesterday, but something on my computer might not have recorded an hour of really good material. We're going to pretend that never happened. Our other host, Mr. Talky Talk Scott, went to see Skyfall yesterday. I think he works on Thursday, I think. I just know he's not here. He's abandoned us, and I am, as my recorder says, recording. So tonight is not for naught, so to
Okay,
speak. And you said you were gonna go see. Oh, you are, or you're not gonna see Skyfall. I never got the rest of the story, 'cause it was an IMAX.
Scott says it's very good. I'm going to see if that assessment holds up.
Yeah, the only comment I got from him, damn good, and he thought it needed an older, more established actor than Daniel Craig. I have not seen him. I haven't seen. I've really only seen Daniel Craig, I think, in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I have no idea if I've actually seen him in anything else.
No Cowboys and Aliens?
I haven't seen that yet. And I think I looked on Netflix and I think it wasn't there. I never did see Cowboys and Aliens. There was a long stretch of time where, for probably 2 years, I almost never went to a movie. Just did not go to a movie. I would kind of wait until they'd come on HBO on Saturday nights and watch stuff, but even then. So Backseat Producers has gotten me back into movie mode.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I never really would watch too many movies. We don't have HBO or Showtime. I would just basically go by the movies they would review. I
Oh.
would either get them on Netflix or sometimes if they're at Target for cheap, I'll just buy it.
That's not a bad idea. Sometimes although they've gone up a dollar, both Amazon and Blockbuster used to have rentals for $1.99. Amazon, I think, was a 24-hour rental, and Blockbuster, I think, was a 48-hour rental. But now they're both $2.99 each for the rental. And if I can't find it at Redbox, then I don't mind so much spending $3 every once in a while for a rental, if it's something I really want to see. I also haven't purchased a movie in a very long time. No, wait, what was that?
I'm a sucker.
I was gonna say I take that back. I did buy a movie only because I couldn't rent it when Backseat Producers did Stand By Me. I bought it through Amazon Instant Download, but I think it was only $5. And it's a damn good movie to have anyway, so I didn't mind buying it. I forgot. It's been such a long time, I forgot what a good movie it was.
Yeah. Yeah,
Speak.
even though I still cannot believe that's Jerry O'Connell.
I know. It's really funny. And I forgot that John Cusack was in it, even though he's only in it for maybe two little scenes. But I forgot he was in it at all. Why don't I go over how the movies did for the weekend? Since I don't have Scott asking me, Lena, how did the movies do this weekend?
He's not, we can do what we want. Come on.
Yeah, screw him. You know what? Bunch of movies placed in a bunch of places. Have at it, people. Wreck-It Ralph came in at number one, grossing $49 million. Flight came in at number two, $24.9 million. Argo came in at number three with $10.2 million. The Man with the Iron Fists came in at four with $7.9 million. Taken two at number five with $5.9 million. Cloud Atlas came in at six with $5.4 million. And Hotel Transylvania came in at seven with $4.4 million. And I went to seven only because everything everyone picked was all encompassed within the first seven picks. And as far as our picks, I think actually Scott did the best of us. And since he's not here, poop on him. He got the first four correct: Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, Argo, and Man with the Iron Fists. He put Cloud Atlas at number five. It came in at number six, so he ended up with a 24. And Jeff, you were the next best host. Although since Scott's not here, you're the best host. Neener,
I can get used to
neener. See, Scott, that's what you get for not showing up. My loyalties flip on a dime, man.
that.
That's how I roll.
I don't have a problem with
Do you remember your picks last week?
Oh yeah. Sorry. So I had the top four correct. Wreck-It Ralph at one, Flight two, Argo three, The Man with the Iron Fist at four. I had, for some reason, Hotel Transylvania at five. Probably forgetting a lot of the people that would probably go see Hotel Transylvania probably went to go see Wreck-It Ralph. So it actually came in at seven, so I lost 2 points. So I think I got a 23.
You did. I did a skosh, not as good. I only got the first three right: Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, and Argo. I put Cloud Atlas at number four instead of six, and The Man with the Iron Fist at five instead of four. So I ended up with a 22, which was not bad. Everyone's pick, all in all, let's see, 14, 12 people made picks, and the average for everyone was 22.4,
Yeah, that's
which
pretty good.
is a hell of a lot better than last week's 11.9.
Yeah, wow.
That was a sad, I don't want to ever think about that again type of pick. And Jeff, you're at number 5 on the leaderboard.
Yeah, somehow I did great and dropped. That's usually how it works.
Oh, you were higher before that?
I think so. I thought my name was red.
Oh, I don't remember. Hold on. I can't remember. I'm only the one who posts everything, but it all becomes a blur after a while.
You have responsibility in that regard.
I am still in tourney lane, aren't I? That's okay. I don't mind. I increase my power and no one quite suspects what's going on. I can sit here and say I'm the intern, yet I keep recording and editing and putting notes. And pretty soon people are going to go, Tony who? What? Oh, I just noticed I have a typo on my on the scoring page for last week. It's a good thing we discussed this. I need to fix it.
So apparently of all your intern duties, spell checking is one of them.
I wrote down a number wrong. I typed in a number wrong. I think. Oh, I know what it was. Mentally had no pick, so I went to put in a dash, but apparently the 5 from the week before was still there. So it looks like she has -5. I'll just have to fix that afterwards. Sorry, Mentally. I'm allowed an occasional mistake. It's unbecoming to be perfect. I do these things on purpose, you know.
Well, in backseat producer fashion, you're supposed to be drinking while you're doing things, so that's completely understood.
Somewhere, I don't know where, I have the only booze I have left. I have some nips of different flavors of flavored iced tea vodka left over from birthday presents. I think it's a peach iced tea vodka and a raspberry iced tea vodka and a lemon iced tea vodka. That's some good stuff.
A lot of vodka.
They're just those little nip bottles, the little.
Right.
Although for me it is, because I don't drink like I used to when I was, I'd say 19, but I probably shouldn't. For all the kiddies listening, I did not drink before I was legally supposed to. No. We're not going to discuss that.
Yeah, I got to be careful with all the law enforcement that listen to the show.
I know. I'm going to have everyone's spouses all over me. Okay, so we have one whopping movie coming up this weekend.
Okay, so in case you didn't hear, the next installment of the James Bond franchise comes out this week, Skyfall. So in Skyfall, Bond's loyalty to M is tested as her past comes back to haunt her. As MI6 comes under attack, 007 must track down and destroy the threat, no matter how personal the cost.
That was exhausting.
Yes. Well, hold on. I gotta, let me breathe in.
If I was there, I'd mop your brow.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
that'll work. PG-13, 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Oh, wow. And
I'm going to go see it.
I don't know if I will. It's not that I purposely don't want to see it. My finances are slightly tight. I'm actually waiting to see, I think next week I can see Wreck-It Ralph. My friend has some free movie tickets that she got from work, but you have to wait for a new movie to be out for a couple weeks before they let you use them. So I think next week I'll see Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, because I've already seen Wreck-It Ralph, and all three of us need to be able to talk about it next week.
That works.
Yeah. Because if you go by the movie poster, you got to see Daniel Craig shoot his gun while laying down. He hasn't done that.
What an lazy ass. I'm just so tired of this. Oh, that's right. They've got the little picture there. I don't want to get up. I'm just going to shoot you from here.
But he does look cool while doing it. And that's all that matters.
That is what James Bond is. Whatever he does, you look cool doing it. Does he drink as much as the old Bonds did? I've not seen him in any movies. Is he as much of a functioning alcoholic as Roger Moore and Sean Connery?
Yeah, I don't know. Just going off Casino Royale, I think he does have a martini or two.
I saw something once. I'm trying to see. I can't find it. Darn it. I should have saved it. There was one thing I saw probably within the last week. Which James Bond drinks the most per film? And I want to say it's Sean Connery. Like, you know, 5.7 martinis per film. God, now I'm upset. I'm ill-prepared, but that's okay. But it was an interesting little tidbit. I've never had a martini.
Me neither.
Actually, well, I think a Cosmopolitan is a variation of a martini.
Stop at beer.
What?
It comes after beer, and I usually stop at beer.
I'm not a huge beer person. Although, when I lived in San Francisco, I used to love Henry Weinhart beer. I think that's the name. And I actually recently saw an ad for it that I think it's going to be more nationally sold.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of the... I mean, I'll drink beer. I don't love beer. But that one I actually really liked and would kind of go out of my way to specifically order that. I'm much more of a... When I do drink, damn it, it's hard liquor. If possible, with very little extra. Although after Sausage Fest, I did find a taste for a lot of different interesting little concoctions.
Yeah, usually when you have a good bartender.
Yes, and we did. We had two.
That tends to happen.
That the iced tea vodka that I mentioned, I actually will just drink that straight. It is good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, considering I have a part of Russian in my lineage.
Oh.
Vodka gives me a headache most of the time.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I tried one time, and whether this is the girl in me, I don't know. I bought it because it was a cute bottle. It was a British vodka made from wheat. Ew. It was
vodka.
It was nasty. Made from wheat, but it had like a really pretty smoky bottle. And I didn't care, and I just remember that day wanting to go into a liquor store and just saying, give me something that's liquor. I don't really care. I think I recall it was a bad week at work. I pointed, and I said, that's a cute bottle. Give it to me. It was not, I didn't like it at all.
I think the only liquor I bought because of the bottle was the Kraken, cool. Which is black rum.
I don't like rum. Not even a little bit.
I love rum.
I don't like the smell. I don't like rum extract. I don't like rum raisin ice cream. Nothing.
I'm not big on rum flavored ice cream either, but.
If there's generally, even if it's a mixed drink that's got a whole bunch of different things and they, you know, you won't even taste the rum, that's all I will taste. But if you don't like something, that's all you're going to taste. Your taste buds will just kind of focus on that. But generally, vodka, tequila. I'm okay with those.
Okay, very good. So, who's going first? Would that be me?
That would be you. Let me write this down.
All right. So, I'm gonna shock beyond all shocks. I'm going to go with Skyfall at one.
You fool.
Yes. And then, I'm basically just taking what happened last week. Wreck-It Ralph at number two, Flight at number three. I'm going to go Argo at number four. And then five, I'm going to do The Man with the Iron Fists. And I'm hoping for some RZA Mojo.
That works.
25 this week.
And your backseat art house pick?
Oh, I can't really decide. So I'm going to let it ride this week. I'm going to do the same movie that I did last week.
Okay.
Hoping a little word of mouth will help me out.
I have to look up what that movie was. This must be the place. Oh, that's right. That's that. Is that the one with Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Is that who is in it? It is a cool poster. This will be quite the shocker. Even though I had it written down yesterday, but I am dittoing Mr. Jeff. Skyfall, Wreck-It Ralph, Flight, Argo, The Man with the Iron Fists. For my indie pick, I was going back and forth between Coming Up Roses and A Royal Affair. But I think I'm going to kind of go with my love of what always seems to be very odd little foreign movies, and I'm going to go with A Foreign Affair, which I think is Dutch, but it just sounded interesting. Let's see, is it Dutch?
Yeah, I think A Royal Affair.
A farm? Oh.
A royal. You had it mostly right. It's called A Royal Affair.
You know, I wrote that down. Why did I? Did I say A Foreign Affair?
I think you said A Foreign Affair.
Oh, what's wrong with me? I wrote down A Royal Affair. I wrote it down. Oh no, it's a Danish movie, a historical drama. I love crap like that. That's about as artsy as you'll get from me. I love crap like that.
My father-in-law would call that a hat movie.
You have to wear a hat when you go there?
No, it's all the, you know, like the England in the 1700s,
1800s. Yes.
Walking on a big hats.
I totally dig that. I love stuff like that. I asked once before, I want backseat producers to do, they did it with the Akira Kurosawa movies. I want them to do, I wanted them to do a whole slew of food movies, which I think Daryl even mentioned once. But a lot of the good food movies are foreign. And,
What was the name? When you said food movie, I thought of one, but I can't remember. I think it's The Big Night.
Oh, yes. Not a foreign movie, but when I saw that, a friend, this is back when I was living up in Boston, when the movie was over, I made my friend, because she was driving, take me to the supermarket, and she came back to my apartment, and I cooked for hours. I had to. I just made pasta and sausages, and I just went insane. I had to cook a giant Italian feast after seeing that movie. Like Water for Chocolate is also a huge favorite of mine.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's Mexican, I believe.
Okay.
It's a nice. It's also a love story, but it's centered around this woman who cooks food for her family, and the food transforms everyone's emotions, makes people happy, makes people sad, makes them sick, makes them fall in love. Because whatever she's feeling, if she's crying while she makes a dish, then when everyone is sitting down eating dinner, they just all unexpectedly completely break down into hysterical sobs because all of her sadness has gone into her cooking.
Yeah.
It's actually a very good movie. I might not describe it well, but I do highly recommend it.
It almost sounded like you described, on some level, Waitress.
Love that movie. That was a good movie. I never saw it on the big screen. I only saw it once it was on TV, on cable. But when I did see it, I probably saw it
a
dozen times.
For the downer part of that story, though.
You were what?
It was kind of more serious than I thought it was going to be.
The movie itself?
Like romantic comedy.
Oh.
I mean, because I think it was right before, I think I picked it up to see Fillion in a movie, Nathan Fillion.
Oh, good thing.
Gynecologist.
Yes. If only.
But yeah, it was real good.
It was very good. I some of the pies were just, I know, you know, my friend was just, oh, it just made me want to eat pie. No, some of them just like big globs of Play-Doh. They were colorful. It didn't make me want to eat pie, but I did love the movie. I didn't even think of adding that to my food movie list. That's a good one. And I would not add No Reservations with Catherine Zeta-Jones because the original, which I believe is called Mostly Martha, and I think it's French. For some reason, I want to say it's German, but I think it's French. That I liked so much. And I saw that first, so that always taints me whenever I see an American remake. I don't ever want to like it.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Ratatouille in your list?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
That was such a great movie. I loved that. Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, which I watch every time I run across it. There's an old...
Cannibalism.
There's no cannibalism in it.
I'm just going off the title.
I know. It's Chinese. It's about a man, a widow who is a chef, and his three adult daughters. And they all, you know, they're adults and they're all living their lives and they're starting to leave the house and form their own lives. And they all come back together as a family when he makes the big weekend meal, the big Chinese feast. Some of it doesn't look particularly appetizing, but it's just fascinating. And there's another movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's a French movie called Tati Danielle, which I think means Auntie Danielle. But that's another good food movie. And yes, The Big Night is definitely there.
A quick little point about Ratatouille. We the kids to go see it when they were probably, I think about it, maybe 5 and 7, 6 and 8. And we've watched a lot of the Pixar movies. But Ratatouille, you know, there was a big shift because that it's more of an adult storyline.
Yes.
And the big stark reminder of that is at one point in the movie, you got an old lady with a shotgun and a gas mask. You don't see a lot in animated movies.
The deleted scene from The Incredibles. I'm always amazed because, you know, I see something like Ratatouille and I can actually get so lost in it that I forget it's just this big animated thing. It just kind of becomes a movie again.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that they picked Patton Oswalt to be the...
I'm such a fan of his. What was the movie?
On a Patton Oswalt tangent, have you seen The Big Fan?
I have not. I don't even think I've heard of it. The Big Fan?
Yeah, it's a dark comedy.
And I like that.
He plays, you know, a Giants fan. You know, and he has crappy job, and he pretty much lives for the Giants and loves the, you know, call in to sports talk radio kind of thing. And he ends up being directly responsible for his favorite player getting suspended.
Ooh.
And just the, you know, basically what happens to him through the, you know, once that happens. I mean, it's a good flick. I mean, it's an independent. I don't think it was in a lot of theaters, but it was really good.
I gotta write that down and look for it somewhere.
But speaking of downers, I mean, it's a downer movie.
The movie with Charlize Theron. I'm trying to remember. It came out within the last year, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, but he was in it.
Where she comes back to her high school or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know why it's completely.
Now, see, this is what's different. Usually when I'm listening to a podcast...
Young adult.
I'm screaming out the name of my car, but now I'm behind. I'm completely blanked.
You should see me when I would sit in, you know, in a little fan thing and listen to the chat room and listen to backseat producers. When they get on a roll and they're asking questions and they don't know the answer, number one, they don't look at the chat screen. So I'll type in the answer, but no one's looking. And I will just sit here and scream until my throat hurts. There was
no I've been. And you're almost breaking the caps lock.
Yes. There was one to... I can't even tell my own story because my brain went blank. Oh, my God.
Thank you, IMDb. I have the movie, Young Adult.
Yes. He was... To me, he was the only reason to see it. Not that she was bad, but I just found the movie very... Just very middle of the road.
Yeah.
He was really good. His character I thought was really fantastic. And then I'm actually looking I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, and he had a lot of different city film critic nominees nominations for that role. I thought he was fantastic. Oh my God, what is that damn music movie that's a farce? What's wrong with me? With Michael McKean and Christopher Guest, only the funniest movie in the world.
Oh,
What's wrong with me? I'm not even drinking. What?
A Mighty Wind?
No, the other one, the big one that started it all.
Oh, Waiting for Guffman.
No, they were a rock band. Oh my God, someone, I'm so mortified.
This is Spinal Tap.
That just would not enter my head. Because you know why? Because I actually have Waiting for Guffman and Dog Show in my head and they won't leave me. When they did Spinal Tap, at one point, Paul Benedict is in the movie. He's the hotel manager or the hotel clerk. And they were saying, oh, I know him from somewhere. Where is, I remember Jill saying this. And I wrote down that he was, although I can't remember his name right now. He was a neighbor on the Jeffersons. And I kept typing it in over and over. I think I typed it in like 15 times. And I'm sitting here looking at my computer going, read the screen, damn it. And then Jill finally went, oh, I found it. It's like, no, I hate you all. I'm the intern. This is what makes me happy, to correct your mistakes and to find the answers for things. I like sitting there listening to Bexy producers finding the answers for things that no one can remember. It's like a game to see if I can type fast enough before they change the subject.
Yeah, well, normally of all my time in the chat room, it was a long, involved conversation of nothing that had anything to do with the movie.
Usually.
So usually if I can get my name mentioned on the podcast, that's a win.
Hey, Jeff. Look, Jeff's here. Yay! Well, it's funny. It was the longest time before Daryl would even call me Lena. Even though everyone else did. He would just call me by the little screen name, that I had up there. And when I did finally get to go to be there for Bad News Bears, I kept thinking, I wonder if Daryl's even going to talk to me at all. Because he is, you know, he's even when they do the show, sometimes he's kind of quiet. But I was sitting next to him, and he's just a chatty Cathy. It was a pleasant surprise.
No, Daryl's a nice guy. I wouldn't mind meeting him sometime.
I got to see him again when I was there for Sausage Fest, and he really is a nice guy.
Yeah.
I was so happy that I got to meet the people I did and bummed that more people couldn't have been there. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Because I got to meet Jonathan and Sam, and I forever curse Andrew for not being there.
I'm just too afraid of seeing Adam Scrotum.
I did not see that.
Okay, well.
I don't recall there ever being I'm trying to think if the threat of it ever happened. Might have been when I wasn't there. But it was so much fun. And it was, you know, it was my first really huge experience like that. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it sounded like it was a great time. Just based on what everyone's been saying about it.
So you weren't able to go to any of the other ones?
No, I think this is only the third one. And it's always been at Archon.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a hike, I know.
And I'm just too domesticated. It's hard for me to fly anywhere.
I understand. Yeah, but, even though, you know, I had a lot of it prepaid. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working at the time, and I thought, well, I could lose some money, you know, I could cancel the airfare and lose some money, but still have some money back. But I thought, you know, this is kind of the only chance I'm going to have for any kind of a getaway. I don't know how long I'm going to be unemployed. I need this getaway. I need to go and see these people and drink a lot and have fun. And I absolutely did. And I do not regret one moment of it.
Good.
Hopefully I can go again next year. I have my pink t-shirt. I'm all set.
Do we have any more business?
I think we've covered everything. We've got the movies. We got the picks. I think that's about it. And we talked for a very long time, and that's a good thing.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I think we can wrap this up then.
All right. Well, everyone, good luck.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
We'll see what happens, and be safe out there.
Bye-bye.